That's the Shkolim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to swing into the topic of Purim. Shkolim, we know we're going to see in a minute the connection to Purim, and he's going to explain the whole concept of Amolek, Mechias Amolek, and Purim, and everything related to it. He's going to tie it into what we've been speaking about till now. Paragraph Zion, V'alkein Iker Hachnoas Homon Amolek Kol Yalidei Shkolim. And this is why the main thing that helped the Jews to weaken and to subdue Homon Amolek was the Shkolim. K'may Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Russia, you evil Russia, when Haman offered 10,000 silver pieces to Achashverosh to give him permission to wipe out the Yidden, the Gemara says, Hashem said, Russia, kvar kodmu shikleim l'shkolecha. The Jews beat you to the punch. They gave money before, they put up the money before your money. They already gave their machtzis ha-shekel on Rosh Chodesh Adar before Yud Gimel Adar when you're intending to wipe them out. Ki Amolek hu ha-sitra achro shemizgaberes ma'oid b'chol yoim v'yoim mechodosh v'chein b'chol dor v'dor mechodosh. Kefi ha-birurim shetzrichim levar b'chol yoim v'chol dor mechodosh. Because Amolek is the sitra achro, which we explained earlier, each and every single day the sitra achro works to try, you know, strengthens itself to battle against the Jew every single day and every single generation, brand new. Based on the birurim that a Jew is supposed to accomplish on a given day or in a given generation, the sitra achro is there to battle him, to try to block him and oppose him every step of the way, every single day and every single generation. So kemoikein ezelu umaze mezgaber amolik b'chol yoyim b'chol dor mechodesh. Just like a yid is supposed to be mezgaber every single day to make the tikkunim of that day, and in every single generation to make the tikkunim of that generation, so too Amolek is there right across, also brand new every single day to block us from the tikkun of that day, from the tikkun of that generation. V'alkein, and that's why the Torah says, Melchomo l'Hashem b'Amolek midor dor, that the battle of Hashem against Amolek continues from generation to generation. Midor dor daiko, look at the wording in the pasuk. Ki b'chol dor v'dor tzorach Hashem Yisborach lilchay mimoy mechodosh. Because in each and every single generation, Hashem has a brand new battle against Amolek. There are brand new tikkunim that this generation has to accomplish, and Amolek is right there to block it, and it's a whole new battle. V'alkein, Iker hachnoas homan Amolek hu al yedei tainus. And this is why one of the most powerful things that weakens Amolek is when the Jews fast. Shalkein gozra Esther tainus. This is why Esther Amalka sent a message to Mordechai. Leich kenois es kol ha-yudim ha-nimtzim b'shushan v'tzumu olai. Fast for me. Val toichlu val tishtu shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim. Don't eat or drink for 3 days straight. Because she understood that this is our nuclear weapon, the fast. Not only did they do it then, but she made sure to write it down in the Megillah, to write it down to document that this is what Klal Yisrael did when they did battle against Haman Amalek. It says clearly in the Megillah that they wrote down the fasting and the tefillos that Klal Yisrael did at that time. Leida ulohoidia sheikar hachnoas homan amolek shua sitrachro b'chol dovador hualidei hatainus. This was so that people will know and people will inform the next generations that the main power to be machnia homan amolek, which is the sitrachro, throughout each and every single generation is fasting, when Jews fast. V'chein b'imei Moshe, hoya achnosa yedei tainus, k'moy shom razal. And so too we find in the Mechilta that during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu did battle against Amalek, there also they fasted. The pasuk says there, u'moshe aharon v'chur olu roish hagiva. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon Chur went up on the mountain, and they held his hands up to support him. Why? Because he was weak from fasting, the Mechilta says there. Betainus hoyu shruim. This Mechilta says clearly they were fasting at the time. V'alkein hoyu ikar hachnoas homan amolek al yedei ashkolim. Now you could understand why the Gemara mentions that one of the main powers that helped to bring down homan amolek was the shkolim. Ki ikar hatainus hu hatstaka. Because one of the main powers of fasting of a tainus is the tzedakah that's given. Bechinas agra de tanesa tzidkosa, as the Gemara says. Shezeo bechinas shkolim kanal. That was the shkolim that they give. Be'echod ba'ador mashmin ala shkolim. I don't remember if Rav Nosenthal writes it here or not, or we'll have it soon, that he mentions that if you look in Halacha, it's brought that on a fast day, they bring from the Sfarat Hashem, one of the very good things for a person to do is to take the money. They know how much their breakfast, lunch, and supper would have cost that day, to take those meals, the food money, and give it to poor people. That's this tzedakah that goes, this tzedakah of the tainus. These two go together. Even if a person doesn't get to do it mamish that way, again, we know from the Gemara and from Rabbi Nazal's words that one of the major, major avoidais on a fast day is the tzedakah that's being given on that day. That's one of the highlights. V'alkein homono roshi yamach shemoi hipil pur miyoim liyoim umeichodesh lachodesh. And this is why we're taught in the Megillah that Haman made this lottery, and he tried planning it and working it out in such a way, going from day to day, from month to month, searching which was the best possible date to wipe out Klal Yisrael, to destroy Klal Yisrael. Ki Haman hoya chacham lahora u'mechashef godoil. Haman was very, very smart in evil, and he knew kishuf, he knew magic, which there were people in those days that knew, so he knew how to calculate based on the signs of the zodiac and other things. He knew how to figure out what forces of evil to bring together and what was the best timing in order, chas shalom, to bring about the downfall of Klal Yisrael. V'yoda shehabirurim nasim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kefi ayoyim u'chfi ador. He knew what we learned a few pages ago, that in every single day there are specific birurim that have to be done that day. And in each and every single generation there are specific birurim and tikunim that have to be done. V'alkein b'chochmosoi horo hitil goyrolois k'dei l'chavein ha'chodesh v'hayoyim sheyuchal l'hizgaber al Yisrael chas v'shom. And this is why with his evil knowledge he drew lots to try to work it out so that he would determine the month and the day that he had the best possible chance of chas v'shom destroying Klal Yisrael. Ubevadai goyroloi loyhoyo dovorek. And his lottery was not a simple thing. This was a very serious danger to Klal Yisrael. Ubevadai kivein heitev begoyrol hayoim hamiyuchod shoyabilti ef shalamid kenegdoi. And therefore we know that he certainly calculated very accurately to determine which was the best day, the most special day, where the Jews would not be able to stand up to him, where he would be able to overpower us, Rachman Olson. Avla Hashem Yisporach, Gibor al Hakoel. But Hashem is stronger than everything. Va'osay monu nisim v'neflois g'doylois v'neirois. And Hashem did amazing miracles for us. Va'ozar v'hishia l'mordechai v'yester b'koyach ha'tsoymois v'za'akoson. And Hashem helped Mordechai and Esther through the efforts of their fasting and their tefillos, lahachnia homon horosho v'chol zer amolik boisayim daika, to bring about the downfall of Homon Arosha and his 10 children, all of them to wipe on that day that Homon thought he was going to succeed mamish in wiping out Klal Yisrael, was turned around completely, and instead he had a mapolam. V'neshapech mehepech lehefech, and things got turned around mamish from one end to the other. K'mo shekosuv v'nahafeichu, Hashem turned it over completely. U'be'emes hoyones niflo she'ein komoihu, the truth is this was a miracle like there never ever was. She'neshapech hapur v'hagoyrol mehepech lehepech mamish, that this lottery got turned around, flipped over completely. Shedaika ba'oisei hayoim nehergu v'nishmedu zera molek, that on that day that was supposed to be chas v'shalom the day of destruction of Klal Yisrael, that's the day that the zera molek had the greatest mapola. V'alkei nikru hayomim haylu purim al shem hapur, and that's why we call these days purim, because of the pur, because of that lottery, those lots, that's the highlight of the holy yontif. Because this is the awesome greatness of the miracle. Shepuroi v'goyroloi shel Haman, shoya mechashef muflog v'chacham godoy lahora kaze, v'kivein ma'oid ma'oid b'goyroloi al oseyem daika, that this Haman, the lottery that this Haman set up, this Haman who was an incredible, very, very high, deep knowledge in magic and in chachmas, and he calculated very carefully and very accurately to plan things for that day when he thought was the best possible day of the whole year to get at the Yidden, Asher be'emes hoyo eist sora moed, which, and the Torah tells us that the Yidden were in tremendous danger then, v'loy hoyef shalamoed negda bo'isayom, and it was just about impossible for us to stand up to him on that day. Alkein hiskimu el yoinim lagzeira chasashom. This is why the Gemara says that in heaven even they were forced to accept the gzeira. They were forced to agree with it, that the decree should be signed and sealed, that Klal Yisrael is to be wiped out on that day. Aval ish bar lo yedo, but who knows? Who knows the ways of Hashem? Nobody understands the ways of Hashem. Shema'oid omko machshavos yisborach. Hashem's machshavos are very deep. Ve'ein shum yush bo'olam. And there is no such thing in the world as a Jew giving up hope. Ki afal pi shebe'emes ze hayoim mesugoloi l'rosoi chas Hashem. Because even though this particular day is a day that's most opportune for me to get hurt, chas v'shom, for me to be destroyed, chas v'shom, v'koshe mo'oid mo'id la'moid negdoi, and on this particular day, it's extremely difficult for me to stand up to the forces of the Sidrachra, at shekimat kimat hoyu nevodim chas v'shom, kol sani Yisrael, to the point where on that day, it was mamish almost, it almost happened, that the entire Klal Yisrael almost got wiped out. Afal Pikin, despite that, Ato Moroim Lo'olam Hashem. Hashem always comes out on top. Hashem is above everything. Vafilu Cherev Chad Munachas Al Tzavori Shel Adam Al Yimnatzmoim Menorachmim. And the Gemara says, even if a very sharp sword is on a person's throat already, sword is on his throat, they're ready to slice him, he shouldn't give up. He shouldn't refrain from davening to Hashem, crying out to Hashem. Because through the fast that Mordechai and Esther were goyzer on Klal Yisrael at the time, nishapech mehepech al hepech, the thing turned around completely. Venishapech hagoyrol vapur lahapil oisoy v'zaro yomishpachtoy boisayim daika, and the poor got turned around completely, so that Haman Arosha and all of his children descendants got wiped out on that day. Kize yodua, because Rav Nosson Zal points out this is a known fact. Shebechol mokim sheesh koyach lesitrach rolesgaber b'yoser v'yoser, that wherever there's a place where the sitrachra has tremendous power, they have the ability to be very, very powerful. Bevadai yeshom kedusha tmuna utzfuna v'nisteres. There's definitely a very high level of kedusha hidden there in that place. Kedusha gavoya ma'oid ma'oid, an extremely high level of kedusha. Rak shehi behelem ubehester godol ma'oid ma'oid. It's just that it's very, very hidden. Ad shenidme sheyefshir b'shum oifin lachnia sitrach v'aklipahi, to the point where it seems as if it's impossible to defeat that klipa, that sitrachra. Because at that particular time, or in that particular place, the sitrachra seems to be all-powerful. Aval be'emes, but the truth is, im tirtze, if the person will want, tisgaber olav, they have the ability to defeat the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra, even in that place, even on that day, which is mamish, a day that the Sitrachra is super, super powerful, or in this particular place, the Sitrachra has incredible power, a yid, if he wants, has the power to defeat him. Rak, Shetzrichin Yegio Yoiser. It's just that it takes extra effort. Betsoim Vetainis Utzdoko Veshavo Utfilo Vetachnunim Harbe. It requires fasting, crying out to Hashem a lot. Harbe. k'moy b'imei Mordechai v'Esther, as they did during the time of Mordechai and Esther. V'oz yecholim lizkois sheyishapech hadavar mehepech el hepech k'moy shayos. And then the person has the ability to turn things around, mamish from totally black, totally dark, to the opposite, to beautiful light, just as happened at that time. Shedaika ba'oisoy hayoim, he pilu oisoy, that on that day, which was the day that Haman had chosen as the day to bring about the complete downfall of Klal Yisrael, that's the day when they brought about his downfall. V'nishapech hapur v'agoyrol mehepech el hepech. The lottery got turned around to the opposite end. Alkein koru layomim ho'elu purim daiko, and that's why we call this yontif purim, to emphasize that this is the whole thing. This is the goyrol, that there are special times, dates, and places where it's possible for the sitra achra to be very, very, very powerful. But if a Jew or Klal Yisrael fights back with everything they have, especially with their most powerful weapons, which are fasting and especially tefillah, then they can turn it around completely. This isn't the story of a few thousand years ago. Rav Nosnal says this is the reality in every single generation, every single day. This applies, Purim applies to each and every one of us 365 days a year in every generation. As it says in the Megillah, V'hayomim ho'elu nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor. These days of Purim are remembered and reenacted in every generation, in every generation. V'hovein ma'oid dvorim elu l'maisa. These next words here, person has to really carve out in his brain and his heart. Listen to these words. Rav Nosnal says, understand very carefully what we're saying here, Lamaisa, to know how to apply this mamish in your life on a day-to-day basis. Ki chayecho hanitzchim tluyim bozeh. Because your eternal life depends on this. Depends on you really listening carefully to what we just said and accepting it and integrating it into your life, into your daily life. Shetamin v'teda b'chol yoim u'b'chol eis u'b'chol mokoim, that you should believe and realize that every single day, no matter what day it is, u'b'chol eis, no matter what time it is, u'b'chol mokim, no matter what place you're in, sheyesh lecha koyach adayin eichshehu lehizgaber al mashata tzorach lehizgaber bo'os hayoyim v'amokim daika, that you do have the ability to overcome, to strengthen yourself and to overcome on that day and in that place whatever you have to overcome. Vashem Yizborach Yazor V'yoshi Alecha, Amen. And may Hashem help you in every way, Amen. This is Rav Nosson Zalz Bracha.